Do you know that from your position, you can change a situation? Do you also know that you are the master over the created world and that you are meant to rule over everything God has made? Listen carefully to Pastor Segun Obaje as he brings to you with simplicity and clarity the message of the new creation realities in Christ Jesus. Be blessed as you listen.
Hallelujah. Please, you may be seated. Are you ready for God's word? Wow. Thank you, Lord. Praise is beautiful. Are you ready for the word of God? I feel impressed upon by the Holy Spirit to share more on faith, because that is our own side of the divine package that God has given us. Grace is God's side of goodness. Faith is man's side of receiving that goodness. Hallelujah. Now, take a look at how we got born again. You understand that faith is a basic requirement for the receiving of God's grace. Whatever God has given, it takes faith to receive it. Whatever God has given, it takes faith to receive it. Never forget that. Whatever God has blessed us with, it takes faith to receive it. Look at how we got saved. Can we read Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 8 quickly? Come on, let's go. For by grace are you saved. How? Through faith. Now stop. Can we read that again? Read it out loud. 1, 2, 3, let's go. For by grace are you saved through faith. One more time. Oh, come on, read it with some life. Come on. So how did we get saved? By grace. Let's all say by grace. Say by grace. Oh, come on, talk to me. Say by grace. So it was by grace that we got saved through faith. Through faith. Now, for example, if a man is thirsty and he needs to drink water, it is by water that his thirst can be quenched or satisfied. But you see, there's always a means to that water. It could be through going to the tap to fetch that water and then drink it, or going to the well, or opening the tap in your room, maybe in your kitchen, or buying that water. But in this case, grace is God's benevolent help released unto man. Faith is our hands receiving that grace. No matter how much grace has been given to us, without faith, we cannot partake of it. And that's why we have to understand faith. We have to really, really study around faith and understand what the Bible says about faith and how to release our faith. Can someone say amen to that? Now, look at Hebrews chapter 11 quickly and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. What is faith? Read it out loud. What is faith? Good. So that means we see two sides here. Let's all say substance. Let's all say evidence. And then it says of things hoped for, of things not seen. Does not mean of things that cannot be seen, but of things not seen as yet. Are we together? That are not visible at the moment. That's what it means. So we see two things here. Look up, please. We have to catch this. It's very important. It's very, very important. It says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. That means the substance of things you expect to happen. Are we together? Therefore, the substance in context is spiritual. Please follow. It's very simple. If you're born again, you can understand these things. Very simple. Excuse me. If I'm expecting something to happen and already have the substance for that thing to happen, all right, or the substance or assurance that that thing will happen, then the substance in context is not physical. The substance in context is spiritual. If I already have the evidence of things not seen as yet, and I'm confident that they will come into physical manifestation, it tells me that the evidence that I have is not physical, it's spiritual. So you see, look up please, we are dealing with spiritual substance, we are dealing with spiritual evidence concerning physical things. Glory to God. Hallelujah. How many of us saw that? Now, faith is, this is the best definition of faith there is, and there could be. Nothing can be better than this. God himself gave this definition of faith. He says, now faith is the substance, let's all say substance. Oh, say it out loud, say substance. Substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen as yet. Can you show it to us in the Amplified Version? I want you to see something here. Can you split it in two, please? Thank you. Now it says, now faith is the assurance. Let's all say assurance. Oh, say it again. Say assurance. Say it like you mean it. Assurance. So the substance that is being referred to in the KJV is talking about the assurance. Assurance. When it says the substance, you know, in the Greek, the word the substance there means the foundation, the basis, the assurance. And then it goes on, it says, the confirmation and the title deed of things we hope for. That means you already have the confirmation, you already have the assurance, you already have the title deed. Though you have not seen the thing as yet, but you already have the assurance in your heart. Oh, glory to God. Now, go back to KJV. We've seen that the substance and the evidence that is of faith is spiritual, right? It's evident that it's spiritual. Concerning the things that are physical, you're expecting those things to happen, physically speaking. But the assurance and the substance for their happening is spiritual. Glory to God. Another thing that the Bible shows us here, it says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Look up, please. Look up, please. Look up. You must get this. Knowing that the substance of faith is spiritual, the evidence of faith is spiritual, then it tells you that faith is not based on physical things, true or false. It's not. Look at it. That means it is not based on what I see happen physically, because faith is the substance of things that I hope for, the evidence of things that I have not yet seen. So So it tells me that the substance, which is faith, the evidence, which is faith, is not based on physical things. It's not based on things of the senses. Glory to God. Did you see that? How many of us saw that? Now, in this definition, please look up. You must get this. There's a lot here for us to assimilate. There's a lot to feed upon. Now, note, it says, what is faith? Come on, talk to me. What is faith? Read it out. What is faith? Now, excuse me. Is faith things hoped for? No, is faith things hoped for? Is faith things that are yet to be seen? No. What is faith? Now, you see, you can see what faith is. It's concerning some things, but what faith is the substance. You know, it's actually concerning some things. It's just like you are the person, all right? But there are some things that pertain to you as the person, but you are the one we are referring to. You are the person. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It is concerning things that we expect. But you see, faith is not based on those things that we expect. Faith is not based on the physical things that we see or expect to happen. Faith is based on something beyond the physical, something beyond the sense realm. If you read on, look at verse 2. This is beautiful. It says, for by it, this very substance, oh, glory to God, for by the substance, for by the evidence, the elders obtained a good report. That means before people began to shower accolades on them and rain applause upon them, they had obtained a good report by this substance. So the happening of those things did not justify their good report. Their good report came as a result of the substance and the evidence. Glory to God. For by it, the elders obtained a good report. Look at verse 3. I want us to read verse 3 together, everybody. If you're there, say amen. Now read together. 1, 2, 3, let's go. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Wait. So there is an understanding of faith that is unique to faith. It says, through faith, we understand, we comprehend that the worlds were not framed by physical things, that the worlds were framed by the word of God. Go on. So that things which are seen, things which are seen were not made of the things or of things which do appear. Look up, please. The seen things, the physical things, the visible things, the Bible says, were not made. Were not made. That means they did not come out of physical things. The things which are seen actually came out of the things which are not seen, physically speaking, which don't appear to the five physical senses. Hallelujah. So the Bible tells us here two realms. The physical realm and the spiritual realm. The realm of appearance and the realm of the unseen. Did you see that? The realm of appearance and the realm of the unseen. And the Bible tells us that the understanding of faith is that there is the substance first in the realm of the unseen, and then the evidence subsequent to the substance in the realm of the physical. In other words, the understanding of faith is, I believe, I am convinced, I am persuaded that it is done already in my heart, and then it will leap into being. If that persuasion is lost, there is no faith anymore, because faith is not the things hoped for. Faith is the substance of, it's just of things hoped for, but faith is the substance, the assurance, the confirmation, the title deed of things you expect to happen. Glory to God. How many of us caught something there? Wave your hand, shout hallelujah. That's faith. Now, note what the Bible tells us. In Hebrews chapter 11, I want us to read from verse 23 down to 27. This is speaking of Moses. He says, by faith, note what he says, by faith Moses, when he was born, was hid, how many months? 3 months of his parents, because they saw. Excuse me, naturally speaking, almost every baby is beautiful and looks promising, true or false. Now, to carry a baby and then see that the baby is a proper child, look at it. They hid against the decree of the king. By faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid how many months? 3 months of his parents, because they saw he was a proper child. Can you give it to us in Amplified? This is beautiful. It says, prompted by faith, Moses, after his birth, was kept concealed for 3 months by his parents, because they saw how comely the child was. And they were not overawed and terrified by the king's decree. Did you see that? Now, they looked at Moses by faith and they saw that, look, this Moses is different from other children. Though the king has given a decree to kill every male child in Egypt, but for this one who would disobey the king, we're going to hide this child. And so they hid Moses for 3 months because they saw something beyond the natural. Glory to God. Look at verse 24. This is beautiful. By faith, Moses, when he was come to years, refused to be called the son of Pharaoh's daughter by faith. That means he had the substance of another inheritance on the inside of him, different from the inheritance of being called the son of Pharaoh's daughter. He had another substance. The Bible says he chose rather to suffer affliction with the people of God than to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. Why? By faith. Esteeming the reproach of Christ greater riches than the treasures in Egypt, for he had respect unto the recompense of the reward. He had respect unto the recompense of the reward. That means, look up everybody. Moses saw a reward ahead of him by faith. Let's all say by faith. Say it again, say by faith. All right. Just follow me. Verse 27. By faith he forsook Egypt. Did you see that? Not fearing the wrath of the king. For he endured as seeing him who is what? So his endurance was actually based on seeing him who is invisible. Who did he see? Amen. Moses saw that he had a place in bringing forth the Christ into this world. And so he saw himself in that place, and he saw him who is invisible. Glory to God. I said glory to God. So the vision or the sight of faith is invisible. Verse 28, quickly. Through faith, he kept the Passover and the sprinkling of blood, lest he that destroyed the firstborn should touch them. By faith, God told them to do it. They had not yet seen the result or the plague, so to speak. But they believed God and did it, and they were preserved. Let's all say faith. Now, we've seen three things here. Number one, faith is the substance. And that substance is spiritual. Number two, faith is not based on physical things. It's based on a spiritual assurance or reality in your heart. Number three, faith must be before the physical manifestation can come. Physical manifestation is always subsequent to faith, because faith is the assurance that that thing will happen. If you lose the assurance, it will not happen. Now, the fourth thing that is of faith that you must see here is the fact that faith sees invisible things. Faith sees things beyond what the physical eyes can see. Faith appreciates spiritual realities beyond what the physical eyes or the five physical senses can appreciate. Glory to God. Point number five, Romans chapter 10 and verse 17. It says, so then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Now look up, please. Now, faith is the substance. Now, what is that substance based on? What is that substance founded on? What is the root of that substance? What is the footing of that substance? What is the assurance of that substance? What is it built upon? The Bible says, so then faith cometh by what? Hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That means the assurance, the substance, the evidence of things not seen as yet is actually the substance of the word. So faith is not based on the senses. Faith is based on the word of God. If you say someone is walking by faith, it's not spiritism. Somebody walking by faith simply means he's acting by the word, not his senses. He's responding to the word of God, not his senses. That's what it means to walk by faith. The Bible says we walk by faith and not by sight. That means we respond to the word and not what we feel and not how the situation presents itself. The basis of our action is God's word, period. That's faith. So it says we walk by faith, not by sight. Glory to God. That's our walk. Our walk is of faith. Say amen. Come on, say amen. Amen. Now, what is faith based on? What is faith based on? Come on, talk to me. What is the basis of faith? Oh, say it out loud. You must catch this. What is the basis of faith? Oh, choir, come on, sing it to me. What is the basis of faith? All right. The word. The word is the basis of faith, not our feelings. Now, someone says, I believe now that God is doing it. I'm feeling better in my body. All right? Now, you'll soon lose that assurance. Because when your body doesn't feel better again, now God is not doing it now. He's not doing it. He's not doing it. And then, oh, he's doing it now. He's doing it. Hallelujah. You may feel something in your body. You may not feel something in your body. All right? Faith is not based on feelings. It's based on the word. Can someone say amen to that? Amen. Say it like you mean it. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, look at Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. I'm giving you points, facts in the realm of faith. That you can title it that way. You know, facts in the realm of faith. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10 and verse 8, What saith it? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thine heart, that is the word of faith which we preach. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Verse 10. Can we read verse 10 together, everybody? 1, 2, 3, let's go. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Excuse me, with what do we believe? With the heart. Talk to me. With what do we believe? Oh, say it like you mean it. With what do we believe? Hence, where is the assurance? Where is the substance? In the heart. If it's in the head, it's not faith. It is mental persuasion. Mental assent. If it's in the body, it is not faith. It is feeling. It must be in the heart, of course, not the one that pumps blood. The core of man. It must be the spirit, in the spirit of man. It must be within him. The assurance must be within him. That assurance, the substance, that assurance, the evidence, that assurance, the title deed, that assurance, the confirmation, is what is called faith. We believe with the heart. Glory to God. Excuse me, with what do we believe? Oh, talk to me. With what do we believe? Talk to me. With what do we believe? Say it again. With what do we believe? All right. Now, 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 13. Look at it. Thank you, Lord. I want us to read it together, everybody. 1, 2, 3, let's go. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, and therefore have I spoken. Oh, we also believe, and therefore speak. See, I believe, and then I speak. That means the response of faith is subsequent to the assurance of faith in the heart. The response of faith is after faith has taken root within. And what is that root? The assurance that the word of God gives you. Within you. Within you. Within you. The assurance, look at me, come on. The assurance that God has given in the book is not your faith, it's God's faith. It becomes your faith when you take it in to you. And then it becomes your assurance within you. By his stripes you were healed. In 1 Peter 2:24, is God's faith preached to us. It's there in the word, the Bible. It becomes your faith when you take that word and receive it into your heart. And when that word gets into your heart and it becomes your foundation for speaking, your foundation for thought or thinking, your foundation for acting, then it becomes your faith. That's why when some people take the Bible and put the Bible under their pillow, they still have nightmares. You see? Despite the fact that it's the Bible. Amen. Peter was standing before Jesus, and because he shifted his gaze from off Jesus, he began to sink. True or false? He sank, and he cried out, Lord, help me. And Jesus reached forth his hands and pulled him up. He was sinking. What God has said to you is his faith to you. What you receive of what he has said is your faith in what he has said. So you take it as your own. Glory to God. See, you receive that word into your spirit. Into your spirit. Can someone say amen to that? So faith is of the heart. Faith is of the heart. With the heart we believe. With the heart we believe. Glory to God. With the heart we believe. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want to share with you as a subject to what we're looking at, the sight of faith. What is the sight of faith? The sight of faith. I want to read some things to you here from my note here. As far as the optic nerve is concerned, faith is the evidence of things not seen. True? As far as the optic nerves or optic nerve is concerned, faith is the evidence of things not seen. That means your physical eyes cannot appreciate as yet what faith has already captured. See? Now, but as far as the enlightened eyes are concerned, that's the eyes of our understanding. Faith is the evidence of things seen. Someone says, well, are you trying to confuse us? That's not my ministry. Hallelujah. All right, faith is the substance of things not seen because the things here have not been seen by the optic nerve or by the physical eyes. You see? But as far as the eyes of our understanding, our enlightened eyes. How many of us know we have enlightened eyes? As believers, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened. Now, the enlightened eyes, naturally speaking, of a medical doctor, when you consider a patient, there are some things you see that the patient cannot see by himself. Why? Because you've been trained to see that way. So the eyes of a medical doctor, naturally speaking now, are enlightened eyes in the realm of medicine. The eyes of the believer ought to be enlightened eyes in the realm of faith. When you allow the word of God become your education, your eyes within will be enlightened to see things differently. So the things that are not yet visible to the physical eyes are already visible to faith. Glory to God. Are you following what I'm sharing with you? Mr. Kiemi, are you getting this? The things that are not yet visible to the physical eyes are already visible to the eyes of faith. That's the point. He says, but as far as the enlightened eyes are concerned, faith is the evidence of things seen. The response of Moses to what God had shown him as touching Christ, the anointed one, was not based on what was happening around him, was based on the spiritual vision that he received from the Lord, the vision that he saw. The Bible says, seen him that is invisible. He saw him, the invisible one. Glory to God. Can you see your miracle? Amen. See that miracle in the word and respond to that miracle the same way you would respond, even much more when you see it physically. It's called faith. Hello? That's faith. Now, another point here I'll read from my notes here. Walking by faith is walking by sight of a better kind. Amen. Walking by faith is walking by sight of a better kind. Amen. Now, imagine someone who was born blind. All right? Who had never seen light before. The best a person can hear or experience of light is the hearing of light. That, oh, there's light. You say, okay, how does it look like? It shines like this. It shines bright. Bright. What is bright? I mean bright. It illuminates. You mean it shines? How does it shine? It shines. Now, his physical eyes are blind. He cannot appreciate light because his eyes are blind. But the one who can see, physically speaking, can appreciate light because his two eyes are open. Glory to God. If there's any prayer, we need to pray more for ourselves. Is that Ephesians 1 prayer? The eyes of our understanding being what? To see. You can see things in the realm of the spirit. Faith sees. See, faith is actually walking by sight of a better kind. All right, let me say this. Thank you, Spirit of God. Your five physical senses, where do they live? Where are they? Where are they domiciled? Where do they live? Where? Your body. True or false? All right. Is faith of the body? No. Faith is of the spirit. That means that your five physical senses cannot comprehend faith. They only respond to faith. That means they cannot understand faith. Because faith is not in their domain. Faith is not in their realm. Hallelujah. Faith is not in their domain. Faith is not where they live. Faith is in another realm, beyond where they live. Beyond where they reside. Beyond where they are domiciled. Faith is beyond that realm. So they cannot understand faith. How does the body understand this? The body that is weak. And the mouth is saying, I am strong. In Jesus' name, I am strong. And then the body feels, ah, are you telling the truth? You are not strong, you are weak. Because I'm weak. But your mouth is speaking of faith. I am strong. The Bible says, let the weak say I'm weak. No, let the weak say what? Now, what is that? It tells you that you are saying something from another realm, beyond the realm of the physical, and that realm rules over this realm. And as you say it and agree with what God's word has said in your heart, it becomes so. In your body. Say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. That's how it works. Now, have you heard people who say, well, I'm strong. I'm strong. But where are they talking from? They are talking from their body because they've just been instructed to say they are strong when they are weak. So it's a mechanical confession. Confession must be organic for it to work. Where are you talking from? I'm strong, I'm strong, I'm strong. All right? Do you know you are strong? Are you sure you are strong? Or you are trying to be sure that you are strong? I am blessed. The first thing that must catch the fancy of the spirit of man is revelation knowledge, not confession. When revelation comes, confession is strengthened. You talk from assurance. You are strong. It's not like you are trying to say it so that people don't say that brother is carnal. All right? You know what you're talking about. I'm strong. All right? I might feel this way in my body, but I know in my spirit that by his stripes I have been made whole. I believe it. And then you're saying it, I am strong. Say it. Say it with your mouth. Say, I am strong.
I am strong.
Now, why are you strong? Himself took your infirmities. You see, you understand it. That's why revelation must come first before faith begins. In fact, faith begins where the will of God is known. The revelation of the will of God, the revelation of the word of God initiates faith. Glory to God. Say amen. Come on, say amen. Now, let me read you another wonderful fact here. We are to spend our lives looking at far better things than can be seen with the optic nerve. We see with the eye of faith the glorious things that are invisible to the natural eye. After all, it is the mind and not the optic nerve that sees. You cannot see your money in the bank except with your mind. How many of us know what I'm saying? What actually sees is your mind. Your money in the bank, can you see it physically now? Well, you believe it's there. But with the mind, you see your money there. And then you smile. Glory to God. My money is in the bank. Hallelujah. You see? When you draw a check, it is by faith in what you see. Not with your eyes, but with your mind. Faith, therefore, is the most rational thing in the entire world. To see an old woman and say that's an old woman, is it rational? It is. It makes sense. To see a Mercedes-Benz car and say that's a Mercedes-Benz car. Yes, it makes sense. To see victory in your spirit and shout, "Woo! Victory!" Does it make sense? Well, someone says, well, it doesn't make sense. Even madmen are sensible. Madmen. Someone says, how? The things they are responding to are invisible. Are we together? It's just that you can't see what they're responding to. In their world, they make sense. All right? And that's why, to a man who is governed by his senses, faith doesn't make sense to him. Because faith is not part of what rules him. Faith is a divine sense, better than the five physical senses. I remember there was a lady that came to be prayed for who was short-sighted. And as I was praying, the Holy Spirit gave me an assurance in my heart. He said, put your hands on her eyes and then ask her if she believes in Jesus and what he's done for her. And then remove your hand gently and she will see. The assurance came. So I put my hand and I was already laughing. Someone felt like, is this man mad? No, I'm responding to something on the inside. Faith. When faith governs you, your five physical senses will leave you alone. You see, the grip of the five physical senses on the mind of man is called carnality. It's a grip. And that's why the Bible calls carnality mindedness. It's a mindedness. To be carnally minded is what? Death. To allow your mind come under the total sway of your five physical senses is to be carnally minded. That means whatever you can see, whatever you can feel, whatever you can touch, whatever you can smell is not real to you. So God can't be real because, you see, he's not in the realm of the senses. God is a spirit. Glory to God. Lift up your right hand and say, I refuse to be carnal. In the name of Jesus Christ, my mind is under the sway of the Holy Ghost and of the Word of God. Say amen. Amen. Say amen. Amen. And that's why, you see, one of the privileges we have in Christ is that God has given us his Word and his Spirit so that our mind will not come under the influence of the senses. It's a terrible thing when a man is ruled only by his senses. It's a terrible thing. Hallelujah. When Elijah said, I hear the sound of abundance of rain. Was it raining at that time? But he actually heard it. He was not faking it. That means there's another sense on the inside. You can hear. You can see. It's the sense of faith. Oh, glory to God. We respond to God by this sixth sense, not domiciled in the body. It is of the spirit. The Bible talks about the eyes of our understanding being enlightened. It talks about the hearing of faith. So faith hears. Amen. I said amen. You know what I do? When things are happening around me and then my body is trying to pull me to see things from its perspective, I start praying in other tongues immediately. You know, the Spirit of God is our helper. He fills our mind and lifts it above the pool of the five physical senses by the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. This is the school of the Spirit. Can I speak freely? Some of you are looking at me somehow. Hallelujah. And then you pray, you pray, you pray, you pray. When you pray that way, then take the word and meditate on the word. As you meditate on the word, you can train your mind to see things through the eyes of God. It is called the renewing of the mind. Your mind can see things differently. No money in your pocket doesn't mean poverty. You see, there's a way to see things. I remember a woman that was sharing a testimony until she delivered of her child. She was still menstruating monthly. Yes, she was rejoicing and thanking God. And she gave birth to a child. Real child, not pseudo child. She was still menstruating. Because our faith was not based on the blood. You see, if your faith is based on blood, when you see blood, you are moved. Hallelujah. I remember there was a time there was one growth somewhere in my buttocks. In a strange place. Oh. It was serious. I was preaching with it. People didn't know. While dressing up, I'll look in the mirror. I say, in the name of Jesus, you are gone from me. In the name of Jesus. I kept saying that for 1 month. All right. Every time I felt it, I said, no, I don't move by what I feel. I have said it. It is so. In the name of Jesus. The following month, I woke up one morning. As big as it was, it disappeared. It carried itself away with its size. And the thing, I just touched it and I said, wow. God said, that's faith. That's faith. You see, there are a lot of Christians who, because they have not learned how to walk by faith, are miserable. Really unhappy. You know why? They consider the things that are seen. Glory to God. Did you see that? So we can walk by faith. Faith. Let's all say faith. So faith is the most rational thing in the world because it is based on the greatest facts and realities. The greatest of facts and realities. How did this physical world come into existence? God spoke it into existence. Now, you can't tell me that this physical world is more real than the Word of God that created it. In the realm of realities, the superior and greater realities are spiritual realities. Praise the Lord. You remember when the siege of the enemy surrounded Elisha and his mentee? And then he ran to Elisha and said, "Hey, sir, we're in trouble. Look at the armies all around us." You know what Elisha said? He said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." So he saw things with his spiritual eyes. That was what gave him confidence. His confidence was not born out of stubbornness. It wasn't boldface. It was another reality higher than that present reality. He saw. Glory to God. And Elisha prayed and said, "Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see." And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. He was a young man. Look at verse 18. "And when they came down to him, Elisha prayed unto the Lord and said, Smite these people, I pray thee, with blindness. And he smote them with blindness according to the word of Elisha. And Elisha said unto them, This is not the way." Follow me. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen and amen. Excuse me, Elisha did not have a gun. He didn't have bodyguards. You see, the power, spiritual power is superior to physical power. I saw something one time. There was one FT guy who was harassing a young man, wanted to beat him up. Very hefty, almost twice as tall as that man that I wanted to beat up. And then the man looked at him. He looked up like this. He said, "You don't know me, oh. Stop what you are doing now." The man was saying, "I will destroy you and all that." So he did like this. He said, "Sleep on the floor." He carried himself with his height. He slept on the floor. He said, "Roll on the floor." All right. And then he moved. He said, "Don't try that with people. You just see somebody smaller. You don't despise them people." All right. He used something for him. Spiritual power. Hey, you don't play with spiritual power. Spiritual power is strong. When you get deep into the things of God, you're a dangerous man. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I said glory to God. One night I was praying about something, and I was praying in tongues and just praying in tongues and praying in tongues, and then I slept off. And then the Lord revealed to me in a vision, a night vision. I saw the Lord putting that thing in my hand. I woke up shouting and rejoicing. And I was just dancing and rejoicing and all that. And then my wife said, "What's the matter?" I said, "I have received it." At that time, I had not seen that thing as yet, physically speaking. But I had an assurance in my heart that God had given it to me. Please, where was Solomon when God gave him wisdom? He was in a dream. It was in a dream that God gave him wisdom. He woke up, he became wise. You tell me spiritual realities are not real. Someone slept, not as wise as he became after he woke up, because he had a dream, and in a dream God gave him wisdom and he became wise. Spiritual realities. I believe that believers ought to begin to exercise ourselves in these realities. Are we together? We should receive cards in vigils. All right? As we are in church, words are coming, you take what you want. And then you keep that assurance in your heart until it materializes. Because this is the law of faith. Hello, I said it is the law of faith. Mark 11, look at it. Mark 11, we start the reading from verse 22. It's the law of faith. We have to understand this. If you see any minister who despises faith, can never have 100% results in ministry. We have less than 50%. Because you see, the assurance that everybody will receive or equally, and everybody will receive undoubtedly, is that everybody believes in God. It is faith that makes for equality. The Bible says God is no respecter of persons, right? He's rich unto all that call upon him. Unto all. Look at it. And Jesus answered, answering, saith unto them, have faith in whom? In God. And then he goes on. Please look at this very carefully. Verse 23. Can you split it in two? Can we read verse 23 together? Verse 23. 1, 2, 3, let's go. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that whatsoever he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Hallelujah. See? And then look at the secret here in verse 24. Can we read verse 24 together, everybody? Lift your voice and read it. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. Now look up, please. What things soever ye desire when ye pray. Can you highlight when ye pray? See, that word when talks about timing, right? What things soever ye desire when ye pray. That means at the moment that you are praying. When ye pray, at the moment that you are praying, it says believe that ye receive them at that same moment that you are praying, and then you shall see the physical manifestation of it. When God said, let there be light, the Bible says, and there was light. Well, I'm not sure light came into existence immediately, but God never doubted. It's even God himself operates by this law. It's the law of faith. The Bible says it excludes boasting. It's the law of assurance in God. And you act by that assurance. Someone says, well, until I feel it in my body. Oh, beloved, you don't have to. Something happened one time. I went to minister somewhere. And when I was done ministering, they took me to a restroom. And then they fed me with pounded yam and egusi soup. So I ate it. I needed to sleep, you know, after ministering. So I really loaded myself with it. Glory to God. I needed to sleep. So when I was about to doze off, these two ladies came in through the pastor and said, sir, please, before you sleep, you need to pray for these ladies. I didn't feel anointed. I was feeling the pounded yam that I just ate. All right, but I did not doubt the fact that I was anointed and I'm anointed. I did not. So they came and I prayed for them. I just touched them, and for almost 35 or 40 minutes, they were on the floor. I said, where did the power come from? All right, it actually came from within me. In the realm of knowing, all right, faith is released without any feeling. Without any feeling. You may feel, you may not feel anything. But in the realm of knowing, faith is released without any feeling. Because it is not based on feeling. Glory to God. So I have to believe first and then see that which God has given me and thank Him for it and give praise and rejoice and bless Him. And then the physical manifestation will come. If I'm waiting for the physical manifestation to come so I can believe God, all right, it will never come because it does not come that way. Praise the Lord. That's how it works. That's how it works. I remember when we were to erect the walls of this auditorium, I was praying in other tongues. And then as I was praying in other tongues, the Lord showed me the walls. All right? And then when I saw the walls, I said, Lord, thank you for walls. Hallelujah. I began to rejoice. I began to thank God. Amen. 2 weeks after, somebody sent in some money from the UK, the person's first fruit, and then the walls came up. But I had received the walls before they showed up. Now let me say this as we close. The substance of faith is the true governor of the sense realm. The substance of faith is the true governor of the sense realm. The things that we see in the natural are governed by the substance of faith. That means what comes to you, what leaves you, who comes to you is governed by the substance of faith. The money that will come into your hands is governed by the substance of faith. It's not by running after the money. Praise God. There was a young man who was believing God. He was in faith and said, Lord, I need a new job. And thank you, Lord God, for it. And he was in faith, giving thanks. All right? He was just giving thanks. So he went out with his friend one day, one evening. One of his old friends who wanted to go to bed but felt uncomfortable. He felt he needed to eat suya before going to bed. So, he just felt like stepping out of the house to a suya spot to eat suya, to buy suya. And so, he stepped out, and then while he was going, he met this person believing God for a job. And it was a job that was in his office for almost 1 week now, had been looking for someone to take up that job. So, he stepped out to eat suya because somebody was in faith for that job. So his faith brought him out to eat suya. You see how the substance of faith controls things in the natural? Who goes where? Who hears what? Who receives what? The substance of faith. Now, I'm saying this by the grace of God. All right? It's the substance of faith that brought you all to this place. Not because we went out and we're ringing bell. That there's church here. Please come. Please. There's free food after service. When you are in faith, all right, some people will relocate because of you. Understand it? Someone says, I'm believing God, my husband and all that. Just stay in faith. It does not matter whether he's in the U.S. now. He will relocate. I'm telling you. I remember there was somebody who just got some money. I was in faith. In my closet. And then he just got some money and he was going home with the money. He was about stepping into his sitting room. at the doorstep, he was about stepping in, the word of the Lord came unto him, turn back. He said, to where, Lord? Go to Pastor Shego and drop the money there. All right? I didn't call him. I didn't tell him I needed money. He came and dropped the money. And God said, go home. You can go home now. You know, that raven was hungry. But God commanded the raven to feed Elijah. And then thereafter, God will now provide his own. That's the order. If you're in faith, you're in charge. Do you understand that? You're in charge. Things will happen. You just see that there's a restructuring happening. Someone was talking about, you know, the regime of Abacha and all that, you know. I met somebody who told me, he till tomorrow is still thanking God for Abacha. Yeah. All right, because some things happened that repositioned him. He's a he didn't steal money. He did something for him. The man just looked at him, can you do this? He said yes, and then they introduced him to Abacha, and then Abacha gave him the contract in several billions. And that was how he hit it. Sometimes people complain about things that are not working. All right, there was famine in that land. But it was for the lifting of Joseph. You don't know. People are saying, well, there's no structure in Nigeria and all that, leadership and all that. You know, because there are leaders that are rising. You see, stay in faith. Don't complain. Stay in faith. Don't talk down people. Stay in faith. Don't envy people. Stay in faith. God, through your faith, will work it out for you. Can someone say amen to that? Yeah. That's how it works. That's how it works. Glory to God. I said glory to God. Now, faith can determine the kind of hormones that are secreted in your body. Faith. It will stop some hormones because you're in faith. They will not be secreted anymore. And then some other hormones will start being secreted. And then faith can rearrange your internal organs. Faith in God is that powerful. The force of faith is invincible. We're talking about The natural realm, the force of faith is rearranging things. Why is it that you have the Jews all over the world? Because of their faith in God. They are up there. You say, well, how did they get there? You're asking question. The same way many of us here, we are rising by faith. People are wondering, well, don't mind you, what is he doing? And then, and then when the person says, don't mind, I say, come on, shut up, you've been saying that all this while. We'll mind him. This person, you say, don't mind him, and he's rising. We'll mind him. We are going there to see what is happening. That's your testimony. I said, that is your testimony. If you believe it, jump to your feet and shout, amen. Glory to God. I said, glory to God. Amen. I said, amen. What have you seen? Listen. What have you seen in the Word? What have you seen? What have you seen in the Word? What have you seen? You see, what have you seen? What have you seen? What has God shown you? The Holy Spirit is the revealer. He shows us things and we behold them in the Word of God. Why we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. We are seeing something on the inside and we're already rejoicing with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Why? Our faith has captured something. You see, listen very carefully. The fight of faith is actually the fight of holding on to that which God has shown you. Hold fast to that which you have. Hold fast to it. I have seen something. I have seen a global ministry. I've seen an international ministry. It does not matter where we're starting from. I believe with all my heart. I have seen it. I have seen it. Glory to God. There is no speech, no language where their voice is not heard. Their line is gone to the ends of the world. Hey, I have seen something. I will not forget it. I will meditate on it again and again. I will consider it again and again. I have seen something in the Word of God. I am walking by sight of a better kind. Glory to God. Spiritual sight, spiritual vision. I see with the eyes of my spirit. The eyes of my understanding have been enlightened by the Word of God. My mind is renewed. I see through the eyes of God. Hallelujah. Faith. Faith. Amen. Look up, please. Thank you. I remember that I was praying for one lady who was limping and was using crutches. And then I bowed my head to pray, and then the Lord showed me something. I saw the lady walking without those support. So I called her. I said, "You believe you can walk without this support?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Do you believe in Jesus?" She said, "Yes." So I touched her legs. I prayed a simple prayer. I removed my hand. I said, "Run." She started running. Glory to God. Now, I saw something and I held on to it. Now, hear this. Even in this service, you begin to see by the Holy Spirit. And from henceforth, I'm telling you, your eyes of understanding will see spiritual realities. You begin to appreciate them. You're already rejoicing. Joy unspeakable, full of glory. Can you give us that scripture? We rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. Now look at it. 1 Peter 1 and verse 8. It says, talking about Jesus, whom having not seen, we haven't seen him as yet physically. We love him. In whom though now ye see him not, physically speaking, yet believing. Oh, glory to God. Ye rejoice with joy unspeakable, full of glory. You are rejoicing already because you know your eyes have seen the answer. Lift your hands and give praise. Thank you, Lord. Lift your hands and give thanks. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and give thanks. Lift your hands and give thanks. Thank you, Lord, for the law of faith. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Now, if you have your Bible in your hand, take your Bible in your hand now. Turn into the book of Ephesians chapter 1. We're going to pray this prayer on our knees. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. We'll pray Ephesians chapter 1 now on our knees for the next 10 minutes. Now hear this, beloved. It is possible to see spiritual realities brighter than you see physical realities. Very possible. the eyes of your understanding can be so illuminated that you see the realities of God and you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. There are things you see of God that your mouth cannot tell. It says joy unspeakable. You can't speak it. You're just screaming. You're just shouting. You're just running around. Your eyes have seen something. The eyes of your understanding. We're going to pray this prayer. All right? Go to verse 17. Oh, I want you to pray it with all your heart. We'll pray it for 10 minutes. It says, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you, what? The spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of Him. The eyes of your understanding being. Now we're going to pray, Lord, give unto me the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Enlighten the eyes of my understanding. Are we together?
We know you've been blessed by this message. For further information and details on how to be a partner, please contact Shego Badger Teaching Ministries on +234 7066 453122 or +234 8060 100093. Stay blessed.